live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Strawberry Fair by the NMG All-Stars, written by Elliot Porter, who joins me this morning. Good morning.
Hello.
That was lovely. I love listening to all the references there that you takes you back to all sorts of places and people that have gone through Cambridge or still are in Cambridge. It's really great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I've been kind of gigging around Cambridge for about 10 years. So I was trying to think of all the people that I've met, all the venues I played, some that probably don't even exist anymore or are named different things now. But yeah, I tried to include as many things as possible to kind of give everyone the kind of sense of the Cambridge scene.
Yeah, well, you've certainly done that. And it is one of our longer songs, but I wouldn't want to miss any of it out. So I'm pleased to have played it and I will carry on playing it. But Elliot, you're here for Folk in the Footlights, which a few months ago, well, maybe beginning of the year probably now, we talked about it was starting and it's been doing really well, hasn't it? And you've got another one tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yes, so we launched it back in February, I think,
and I probably came
in January or February. And we've got our third one tomorrow night. Really excited about this one. So we have myself, I'm starting the night. We've got Melody Coles.
Who plays on that, doesn't it?
She's on that, yeah. Her vocals are on there, which are brilliant as always. And then Emily Fraser as well tomorrow night. And yeah, we've really been building it up and we're trying to get kind of more coverage for it. We might have some people coming down from the paper and stuff tomorrow. And we've taken some videos from previous things. So it's starting to build and become like a regular part of the Cambridge Union like music program.
Well, I wasn't even sure if it was that this was the third or the fourth one because I'm enjoying it so much. I was thinking, hang on, I'm sure I've been to more, but it's just because each you fill each evening with such great musicians that, you know, it's a really full evening of great music.
Absolutely. And you know, the idea of it is to try and have some of the best kind of folk musicians and singer-songwriters in Cambridge. And luckily, so far, we've managed to do that, which has been really exciting. And I'm really actually excited. We're not doing one in July, but we've got one in August, and we're going to be doing like an early bird ticket for that one because we have got a really good lineup. I can't say what it is yet, but you might find out on Friday.
Yeah.
But we're also going to hopefully have like a good friend of mine who's like a touring artist coming along as well.
So that'll sort of just make it a slightly different flavour to it, won't it? Because, people are coming because they enjoy the music. I don't think no offence to anyone, I don't think it matters who's there because you know that it's going to be top quality and you get to see artists that you might not have seen before.
Absolutely, and that's what we're trying to kind of create, the idea that you can come to the Cambridge Union, the Footlights, which is a cool kind of little like room downstairs. And you just know there's going to be good music.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do with Folk in the Footlights, really.
Yeah, I know myself and a few friends now who were there last time of saying that, you know, they're starting to put this into their calendar as a regular thing because that's why I think you're going to have to get tickets quick because it's not a big, big venue. So you've got to be careful that if you want to go, you should get your ticket.
Absolutely, yeah. So there are still some tickets available. There's even a few student tickets available. So
if you've
got anyone that's kind of you know, you're bringing that's a bit younger or whatever, that's absolutely fine. Or if they've got a student card, they can come in. It's slightly cheaper for students as well. So, but yeah, the tickets are still available online. And
right. There'll
be a few on the door if we have them. So
yeah, and how do you get them online?
So if you go on to Instagram, if you go on to my Instagram, Elliot Porter, Porterell, or Smoking Roses, which is our kind of overall, like, promotion company and when we sell the vintage clothes and everything. If you go on there, it's on there, but it's also on the Cambridge Union website as well. So
the Cambridge Union. So people that don't know, because I think the first time people came, because it was new, people were a bit confused where to go. It's literally in the cellar, isn't it? So there's certain entrances that you can get in. I think the side entrance is the easiest one to get into,
yeah,
isn't it?
So if you go to basically where the Orator restaurant is. Mm-hmm. Actually, we've actually put signs out now, so we've got the big posters outside, right, because it's something we did have feedback when no one really knew where to go, and because it is almost like a secret underground venue. But we've got signs out now, so if you go to the Orator restaurant, and it is kind of like the side entrance, and then you just basically follow the signs to go downstairs.
So it's the road sort of the side of the round church, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite well hidden, really, for a union.
It is very well hidden. And there's a massive, obviously, the debating chamber, which you can't even, you know, see, but it's kind of tucked away inside. But I should also mention, actually, as well, the Orator have extended an offer, so you can get some 20% off food and drink if you have a ticket and you come earlier, so between 5 and 7. It's another thing that's hopefully like an added benefit to make the kind of gig experience a bit longer.
I didn't know that. We may well do that, because sometimes what we're doing is rushing to eat at home and then come down, but maybe we'll add it in there. That's a really good way.
All you have to do is go upstairs to the Orator. You can even just have a drink and they'll give you 20% off if you could show them either one of these flyers that I've got here or your ticket, basically.
Oh, brilliant. And you were saying Emily Fraser is playing. She hasn't played before here, but she did play at the Folk Festival last year, and we interviewed her and she did a few songs on our outside broadcast area, which was brilliant to see.
Oh, amazing. I mean, I'm really looking forward to her set, actually. She's someone that I've been aware of around the scene for quite a long time. Quite a few of, you know, my music friends have kind of played gigs with her and stuff. I think Sean
who
does, actually.
Yes, I was about to say, I bumped into her at a gig at the Portland on Monday night, and we were talking about her doing, and Sean was there as well, which I love seeing other musicians at other gigs. It's just brilliant. And she was saying she wasn't able to get there for his gig. He played last time, didn't he?
He did,
and I think, again, people didn't necessarily know his stuff and were, unless you knew him and his band, and were very impressed with what he was doing.
I mean,
doing.
I was blown away with his set. His piano playing is just incredible, and his songwriting. I'd only seen him play in bands before. I hadn't actually seen him do his stuff, so it was great to see that. And that's the idea as well. We love the idea that musicians will come as well. Yeah. So I will often say to people, if they want to come and play the night, come down and see the night first, and socialise.
Because I think last time, I think there was people there that had played the time before, or I think wasn't Josh there. I think Josh and Ellie.
Ellie was there, and actually Ellie is going to be playing one of our events soon as well. So that, and it's brilliant for us as well, because we meet new people and they come and say,
and
"Oh,
I wouldn't be surprised if Sean plays with Emily tomorrow."
Think there's a possibility. He did mention that he might be able to. So
yeah, if he's not doing something else, because they play often together, I think. So
They do. And I'm realising how many people play together quite a lot, you know, which is
really
cool.
And I think that's probably the way that singer-songwriters and musicians do, because sometimes you want to play on your own, but then sometimes you want a bit of a fuller sound and different people. Or people say, oh, do you want to come along? And then you realise that you work well together. So
absolutely. So it's kind of like, you're right, the way I work, it's quite fluid. To have like a full-time band all the time is very tricky to kind of, you know, get enough gigs and enough practice time. So sometimes it is literally just a case of we meet up a few days before, learn a few songs and go. And because the musicians are so good, they can just play it normally. And I've done that with people. Like, I'm always happy to like drop in on people's sets and play piano. I may well do it at some of these Folk and Footlights nights when I have people playing that I know their music. So,
Briefly give us the details, because I'm going to play one more song before you go. So it's tomorrow night. What time does it start?
Yeah, so the doors are open at 7, but like I say, if you want to come for a drink first, 5 till 7, you can get a discount upstairs. And then the music starts at 7:30. I'm on first. I'll be introducing the night, and then we've got Melody Coles on around about 8:15, and then Emily's going to be on probably around about 9:15-ish kind of thing.
And you have a set of vintage clothes and music as well, don't you, Bob?
Yeah.
Because I came away with the Joni Mitchell album last time, which I was very pleased with.
Oh, I'm really pleased. Because we try and bring like the kind of collection that
I could have bought a lot more, and I had to just think, no, just buy one. Maybe I'll buy another one tomorrow.
I think Hannah and Griff as well were eyeing up quite a few.
I bought their CD as well while I was there.
Yeah, and actually, that's a good thing. We've got all our vintage clothing for people to have a look at in the break or beforehand, and the vinyl records. But one thing we also do is give the artists a chance. And I think Josh sold some CDs last time.
Oh, actually, that's what I'm saying. He was there. He was playing, wasn't he?
Yeah. I
got a CD from him and from Griff and Hannah.
Yeah.
So, I did very well.
So, exactly. Yeah. And there's an opportunity for all the artists to make a little bit more money, because we do understand that it's not like a lucrative thing of touring and stuff. So they can make a little bit more money by selling CDs and T-shirts and things on our stand. Yeah.
You know, you can get pretty much one of the only places you can get the money from these days, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And you get to talk to the musicians, like, because it's so small and intimate that you can have a chat with them at the bar.
Yeah.
And not feel sort of intimidated or anyway, or think, oh, they're too busy.
Yeah, we've actually found it's a really lovely, like, networking space as well, like, because you've got the three rooms. You've got the music, and when the music's not on, everyone can go in the bar and have a chat, and I end up chatting to people throughout the night, which is lovely, and it's a bit better than sometimes when you're just kind of at a gig, you're sitting there, you don't really speak to anyone, because, and then you're gone.
Yeah, and you know, it's nice then that you're not also not talking at the back of the room when someone's playing, which drives me nuts.
Absolutely,
but that's another story. Anyway, thank you very much, Elliot.
No,
so it's Spoke in the Footlights tomorrow night in the Cambridge Union, but I'm going to leave us with the song that you did a little while ago, Be More Kind. Do you want to give a little introduction to it?
Yeah, so this was a massive project during lockdown when we had time to do it, and I managed to pull together about 18 musicians from basically all over the world. There was a couple of people from America, a couple from Europe as well. We put it together, a Frank Turner cover, Be More Kind, and we raised about £2,500 for the NHS during that COVID time from
That's
this
amazing.
Single.
So. And I believe Frank Turner gave you his blessing as well.
He did, and he appeared on the video, which was unbelievable. So really nice guy, Frank, and he loved it.
Cambridge 105 Radio.